The doomsday clock now stands at 100 seconds to midnight. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists created the clock to symbolize how close the world is to catastrophe, from nuclear weapons or climate change, other ills. So things are bad, but there are business opportunities in everything, even the end of the world. Here's Colorado Public Radio's Dan Boyce.
Let's start inside a modest mountain home with a quaint two-story tower built on the side. And up in that tower, you'll find a peaceful room with a 360-degree view of winter's splendor.
It'd be a really nice place to sit and vacation, enjoy. But if necessary, it's a guard post.
A guard post.
Clear lines of fire there, down there.
Drew Miller is pointing out the windows to where hypothetical marauders might attempt to raid this vacation home / fortress against the fall of civilization. Miller is a prepper, a title he doesn't mind, even though he thinks it's gotten a bad rap. And he's behind a venture specifically catering to others who share his apocalyptic outlook.
These are people who are smartly concerned, want some insurance so that if the electric system goes down, a pandemic occurs, you know, they can survive.
Miller has the kind of background you might trust if you were looking for someone to get you through the end of the world. A career as a military intelligence officer, master's and PhD from Harvard.
My dissertation topic was underground nuclear defense shelters and field fortifications for NATO troops.
We're walking the boundaries of the property, nestled right on the border of a national forest. There have been companies specializing in fortified homes and extravagant underground bunkers for decades, with units often selling for millions of dollars.
They have absolutely gorgeous facilities, fancy rooms, but, you know, not many people can afford it.
And that's where Miller's business pitch comes in.
The common man's survival shelter.
Well, I don't know if I'll use that word, but I'll go with middle class.
He calls it Fortitude Ranch. This is the company's second Colorado location. There's also one in West Virginia, with others planned in Wisconsin, Nevada, and California. He says each location is designed to accommodate up to 500 people, and that he has about 150 members total so far.
We came up with the kind of a country club business model idea.
The cost is about $1,000 per person per year.
And we make the rules. You know, we guarantee our members we'll provide you this service in good time. We'll keep you alive during a bad time.
His company slogan is prepare for the worst, enjoy the present. See, until Armageddon arrives, membership gets you 10 days per year at any of the Fortitude Ranch locations, all in secret, wild venues. The facilities here are pretty Spartan.
The solar and wind tower will be in the center and then feeding lines out to the different buildings.
And the place looks nothing like Miller says it will during a catastrophe. That's because he doesn't want passersby to guess this is a prepper ranch.
We don't want to look too alarming and out of the ordinary.
And then, if doomsday does come, building the walls, planting the garden, hunting, fishing, that will be the members' responsibility. It will be important for their mental health.
If you're just sitting around with nothing to do, you're going to be worrying about, you know, what happened to my daughter in San Francisco. And, you know, so we want to keep people busy.
A community, a safe place to start society over again. That is, if you paid the fee. For NPR News, I'm Dan Boyce, somewhere in the mountains west of Colorado Springs.